213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hier, c'est la Web Rock Station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous depuis l'Angleterre, depuis Birmingham, Mr. Alex Cooper, le chanteur, leader du groupe Devil Fire. Hi Alex, good evening.
Hi, how are you doing? Good evening.
Yes, how are you, man?
Yeah, good. As good as you can be in 2020.
Okay. Yeah, Alex, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Tune4Nine Rocks, the Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio, based in Paris, France. And thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
Yeah, no problem, man. How's everything at 213 Rock? You all good?
Yes, sounds good, man. Just before I start, I need to read an introduction in French, okay, about your band.
Yeah, no worries.
Ok. Originaire de Birmingham, le groupe Devil Fire propose la bonne surprise avec un second album intitulé Black Soul Vendetta, sorti le 4 septembre dernier. Dès le titre d'ouverture, Cruelest Animal, la surprise est de taille car c'est truffé d'une énergie brute et de mélodies accrocheuses dans le style les Motley Crue, les Saints of Los Angeles ou alors les 69 Eyes ne sont pas loin, bien évidemment. Yes, Devil Fire est un groupe surprenant qui vous réservera bien des surprises durant l'écoute de l'album Black Soul Vendetta. Les chansons sont bien réfléchies, elles sont très dynamiques et elles sont surtout jusqu'au bout convaincantes. Mention spéciale notamment et mention géniale pour la pochette notamment qui est fort bien pensée, un nouveau groupe. C'est toujours une nouvelle réussite et c'est toujours bon pour le hard rock. En tout cas, ça, c'est ce qu'on aime. Alex, Devil Fire from Birmingham offers the good surprise with a good second album entitled Black Soul Vendetta, released on September 4th. After 2 years of hard work, it was finally online. You must have been happy at that time because a lot of job.
Yeah, happy and relieved, I think, to get it finally out there. It seemed like everything was going against us, like to actually release it, you know. So, eventually it was just a matter of like, right, okay, we're going to let this go now, you know. COVID-19 came along and put the release back 3 months, but we couldn't wait any longer, so we were just like, right, let's get it out. So yeah, proud to have it out there, and it's got a good response, I think.
Effectivement, les réponses, elles sont bonnes, notamment sur cet album. Il est sorti donc le 4 septembre dernier, donc ça fait quand même quasiment à peu près 2 ans de travail par rapport au précédent. Beaucoup de pression dès qu'il est sorti, ça a été un soulagement parce que je vous dis, c'est beaucoup de travail ce disque. Hein. On va développer ça parce que rien n'a été laissé au hasard, tout a été bien réfléchi, que ça soit en image, en visuel, la pochette, etc., la musique. Donc en fait, voilà. Donc quand c'est sorti, il était content et malgré le COVID-19 notamment. Le Covid-19, cette histoire de coronavirus qui a bloqué toute la planète entière. Mais bon, en tout cas, c'est fait, c'est là, c'est sorti et ça, il est très heureux, quoi. And on April 10th, you released the first single, Dream Evil. I immediately noticed the quality of the work done. The result is great. And this is the part of the video. She's like fire from your first album, Dark Manoeuvres.
Yeah, so it was a continuing of the kind of storyline that we put down with She's Like Fire on the first album, as you said, Dark Manoeuvres. We decided that really we didn't want to just kind of do one video and that be the end of it. So we decided to try and continue the story, and we're going to do it pretty much across probably 3 videos and keep telling this story, of which we'll have an end result on the third video. But yeah, it's, you know, I think it's when bands do something a little more interesting, I think they get better results. So we're trying to keep it interesting and keep it fresh in 2020, if you can do that.
Bien sûr. Et oui, donc en fait, le 10 avril dernier est sorti le single Dream Evil. Tout de suite, on remarque la qualité du travail. Le résultat est superbe. C'est une seconde partie d'un premier titre qui figurait sur l'album précédent qui s'appelait Dark Manoeuvres, notamment sorti il y a 2 ans. Le titre était She's Like Fire, notamment. Donc c'est la partie 2. Et oui, ils ont voulu garder à peu près le même feeling et tout parce qu'ils trouvaient que c'était cool et c'était le style du groupe. Il a eu bien raison. C'était une excellente idée. Donc je rappelle, le nouveau single Dream Evil fait passer la seconde partie du premier titre She's Like Fire. Excellent. And on the clip video, beautiful pictures, good characters and a good sound, you tout of everything.
Yeah, we try as I say, we try and keep it interesting, you know. Even I have to do a little bit of acting. I'm not a great actor. I don't pretend to be, but it's all about, you know, we're entertainers. This is we're not pretending to just be a band. We're entertainers. We like to go out and do a show. We like to do a show live. So yeah, when we're doing videos, we want to entertain on a visual medium as well, rather than just doing, oh, this is a band, you know, this is a band in a room, you know. It needs to be a bit more interesting these days.
Ouais, effectivement, il le dit hein, lui-même très modestement, mais bon, vous pouvez regarder les clips, il est vraiment bien fait, il est très très bien fait, il se dit pas très bon acteur, mais non, je dis pour le contraire, c'est vraiment bien joué, il y a de très très belles images, il y a des bons personnages à l'intérieur, il y a une bonne chanson, ils ont pensé à tout pour que ça soit gros, pour que ça soit bien fait, quoi. Oui, effectivement, c'est très bien fait, et je vous le confirme en tout cas. And Alex, musically, it's sometimes heavy and very deep, because your voice gives a lot of emotions from Black Soul Vendetta.
Yeah, I think I'm getting better every album. Mm-hmm. You know, like singing is always an evolution. It's always something you're learning about and how to control your voice and do different things with it. I feel on this album that I got more of the sound of what I like in my head for what my voice is supposed to be like in my head onto the record. So yeah, I think I'm getting better every time we do an album, and hopefully I'll just keep getting better and better. But yeah, I'm trying to be as emotive as I can every song, you know, because that's what a singer should be.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc d'album en album, il essaye de progresser. C'est ça, c'est l'évolution en tout cas. C'est ça. Voilà, c'est le travail qui permet donc de cette évolution. Voilà. Donc sa voix, effectivement, il donne beaucoup d'émotions. Il aime ça. Et puis c'est cool, quoi. Et puis en même temps, il faut être acteur hein, pour faire ça, quoi. Il a le truc. En tout cas, il a le truc. Et je vous dis tout de suite, c'est vraiment un excellent jeune groupe. Et moi, ça à l'écoute de cet album Black Soul Vendetta, ça m'a choqué dès le départ. J'ai dit waouh, là il y a un truc. Il y a vraiment quelque chose. Et c'est vraiment génial, quoi. And I said, a new band, a new success is good for hard rock music at this moment, because we need that kind of band, of course. We need that kind of band.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, you know, to be honest, I think there's a lot coming out of the UK at the moment in this genre, in the UK kind of hard rock. There's a big revival of classic rock and hard rock bands that they're kind of pegging as new wave of classic rock.
Okay.
But and we've got some great friends and great bands that are doing really well, you know, not just Devil Fire, but there are other bands out there doing really well with it. And we love it. I'm a big fan of rock music across the board, rock and metal. So, you know, everything is good for the genre. You know, everything is good for rockers. And I'm happy that it's getting noticed. That's a really good thing for everybody.
Ouais, il le dit, hein. L'Angleterre est en train de revenir. Il y a des tout jeunes groupes, en tout cas, de rock et de rock musique, etc. C'est en train de revenir à fond. Il y a beaucoup, ça bouillonne. La scène anglaise est en train de revenir. C'est ça. Ce sont les leaders, hein. La new wave of British heavy metal des années 80. C'était là-bas. Et ben, j'espère que cette fois-ci, pour les années 2000, ça sera encore l'Angleterre, parce qu'il y a quelque chose. Oui, ce pays, enfin, tout le Royaume-Uni, en tout cas, a quelque chose de heavy metal. Ils nous l'ont donné. J'espère qu'ils nous l'ont donné encore. Et là, il y a une scène. Il y a des groupes. Il y a des jeunes groupes. Il faut le dire. C'est vrai, il est très content et ça est en train de bourgeonner et ça c'est top, quoi. And from the opening track, Cruelest Animal, the surprise is huge because it's full of raw energy and catchy melodies. And however, you are on the way to create your own sound. Very important.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of influence in there for me personally. I mean, I listen to a lot of original 60s band. Cruelest Animal was always my when I wrote it, I was really in a Rolling Stones frame of mind. Mm-hmm. And then, but I always, I guess because I'm a child of the 80s and the 90s, and I always like it to be a bit heavier, but I love melody and I love harmony, you know, so all of that gets kind of thrown into a melting pot. And I guess we're developing our own style, you know, as a band. Devil Fire develops its own sound every album. And I think with Black Soul Vendetta, we really got our own sound down well. So, you know, yeah, I'm very happy with it all, you know, so far.
Ouais, bien sûr, effectivement, comme il le dit, hein, une influence notamment, il aime beaucoup les Rolling Stones, il a aussi écouté Simple Mind, etc. Il a été très influencé effectivement par toute la scène hard rock, Los Angeles, etc., le hard rock, le metal, les groupes comme Motley Crue, etc. Donc tout ça, effectivement, vous le sentez, ce sont ses influences principales. Mais la chose qu'il faut retenir, c'est qu'ils sont en train de créer leur propre son, c'est ça quoi. Et le titre Coolest Animal, ça va dans ce sens quoi. Et là, vous pouvez le sentir en tout cas. And the other songs are Doubtful. Okay, and very dynamic too, as Chasing the Pain, Dead Man Walking, and the set list is very, very balanced.
Yeah, I mean, I write a lot of songs when we do an album. You know, like I write about 30 to 35 songs, and we usually demo around about the same. And then we kind of pick the best stuff so that the album is very, very balanced. And there's nothing where you kind of go, yeah, that was okay, but it wasn't as good as this song. I like every song to kind of be worthy of being a single, or I don't see the point, if you get what I mean, but in doing the album. So yeah, I'm trying to keep that standard up as much as I can.
Ouais, l'album est très équilibré, notamment, hein. Il y a d'autres titres comme ça qui s'appellent Chasing the Pain, qui est génial. Il y a Dead Man Walking. Ouais, c'est très bien fait, quoi. La setlist, enfin, tout, le concept, tout, etc., c'est très bien. Il n'y a pas un titre qui dépasse l'autre. Tout est bien conçu. C'est vraiment bon, quoi. Alex, I'm going to surprise you. The main title is Justify for me, because it's Modern Side. Okay. This song has something special. The bass sound behind is huge, with a big choir surrounding the guitars.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I love this song.
Right. Cruelest Animal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's a Justify. I mean, I'm talking about Justify.
Okay. So Justify. Sorry. Yeah. I missed a bit there. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, Justify was always one of my favorites, just because I like when bands used to start a song on the chorus. And I don't think many bands do that nowadays. So Justify was like, right, I want to start this on a chorus. It had a big chorus. It was great. And it was always kind of like, I always thought the outro section was very like Ozzy Osbourne in a way, you know, Mr. Crowley kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when Baz and Kieran put the guitars on it with the guitar solos, it just stood out to me like this massive track. You know, so it was always going to go on the album, and I absolutely love it, you know. So yeah, it's a personal favorite of mine too.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a le titre Justify qu'on vous a passé tout à l'heure. Il y a un son de basse derrière qui est énorme. Il y a des chœurs, etc., tout au son des guitares. Et alors, il pose la question, est-ce qu'il y a des groupes encore qui font ce style-là? Il sait pas. Mais en tout cas, eux, ils l'ont fait. C'est vrai que ce titre, il est super beau. Il est moderne. Il est hard rock. Et, c'est une véritable touche, quoi. C'est une pointe. And about the artwork is excellent. I love the artwork. Wow. Amazing. Amazing job.
Yeah. I think the artwork has been the only thing that some people haven't liked. I liked it. I thought it was perfect. But yeah, there were a few people who were like, oh, you know, you're a melodic rock band, this looks a little more metal-y. And I'm like, well, we are a melodic rock band, but there is a bit of metal in there as well. So yeah, I liked it. And I guess most of the time, you know, if I like it, I'm not really too bothered on what everybody thinks. You know, I'm gonna put out the record I want to put out. So yeah, I thought the artwork, you know, went well. You know, the whole package is a great little package. It looks great on a vinyl, which I love. So yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly happy with it as a package. Probably my favorite album so far, you know, in terms of being happy. So yeah,
that's why I told you talked about everything. Yes, la pochette est juste incroyable. Elle est super belle. Elle est disponible notamment sur la page Facebook 213 Rock, alors sur la page Facebook Vinyl Times. Elle est juste sublime, quoi. Sur un fond rouge, une faux, une tête de mort, etc. C'est Black Soul Vendetta qui est comme ça en façade. C'est juste génial avec des serpents derrière. C'est l'artwork est génial. Il y a aussi des vinyles qui sont sortis. Il y a tout un, il y a des éditions limitées, hein, qui sont disponibles notamment sur le site devilfire.co.uk, quoi. And about your merchandising is beautiful too. I love your t-shirt. Oh my god.
We'll have to send you one. Yeah, no.
Again,
because we're so into the visual side of things, especially with the video, and it was always a big part of it all for me to have designs that stood out and stood off the shelf, were very colorful, you know, were I could see myself walking into HMV or wherever and seeing it on the shelf and standing out to me. That was what I always wanted to portray with any of our merchandising. So hopefully we're getting there. We're going to be doing more and more of that as it goes on. We're always coming up with new designs, and I'm always looking for designers and people like that that I like their styles of work to work with that sort of stuff. So It's an ever evolving ship, really.
Okay. Effectivement, allez sur le site devilfire.co.uk, allez voir le merchandising, il est somptueux, il est fabuleux, quoi. Les t-shirts, après, très attractifs en tout cas, et il y a des modèles, ils sont somptueux, c'est très très beau, quoi. C'est très bien designé, c'est très bien fait, ça en vaut le détour. Allez jeter un coup d'œil, c'est super beau, quoi. And Alex, what is your planning for the next 2 years?
COVID is out of the way and done with, we're looking to go and do a lot of gigging.
Okay.
I'm always writing a new record. Mm-hmm. So, the minute we finished Art Maneuvers, I was already demoing for the next record. And the minute we finished Black Soul Vendetta, I've started demoing for another record. So, I want to constantly put records out. You know, I'm hoping it's not going to be as long a wait this time for another record. Hoping in the next 2 years we're going to have another record out. We are releasing another single on the 16th of October.
Okay.
That's a bit of a surprise.
Okay.
So hopefully on Friday we're going to release details of another single that isn't on the album. It's not on the album, but we're releasing it directly after the album. So it's going to be digital only release, but it will be available on Spotify. Okay. iTunes, all of that sort of stuff, so you can get it.
It's a bonus track.
Yeah, it's a kind of bonus track. Okay. Yeah, but it's only going to be on the internet. It's like a limited edition thing. Okay. That we're only going to do.
Eh ben écoutez, voilà une bonne nouvelle. Le 16 octobre prochain, il y a un bonus track qui sort, il y a un nouveau titre qui sort qui figure pas sur l'album, et donc il sera disponible, quoi. Ça c'est cool, quoi. And I hope you will have the chance to go on tour. To play somewhere in Germany, somewhere in France, or anyway.
We're definitely hoping to. We did, when Dark Maneuvers first came out in 2017, we did a tour of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
With Talia from Nightwish.
Okay.
On her tour, supporting her. We didn't get to do France, but we did a lot of Eastern Europe with her. So we're definitely looking to do France, Germany, Spain, a lot of the European countries. I'd love to get over to the USA. We've got a big USA following. We do a lot of sales to the USA, so we'd love to go and do the USA as well. But it just depends on what the world has in store for us at the moment. Okay. I really want to tour Black Soul Vendetta as much as I can.
Ok, il va essayer de faire son mieux, notamment pour essayer de pouvoir tourner, soutenir en tout cas l'album. Juste pour vous dire aussi qu'il est en train d'écrire aussi le prochain, donc le troisième. En 2017, il a déjà tourné, hein, avec Taria notamment. Il a fait le tour, hein, donc il connaît. Two more questions, please. First one, do you have a message to Eddie Van Halen, because we lost him two days ago?
Just the biggest thank you I can ever give anybody ever. Thank you so much for doing what you did. You were a complete innovator, absolutely innovator. I listened to the first time I ever heard Oh My, that sound influenced me. With Devilfire, there's a massive amount of classical influence, and Eddie Van Halen had that beautiful classical influence into rock and roll, and it definitely inspired me. So thank you so much, Eddie Van Halen.
Thank you too, man. And and do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much for you know, listening to the music. Thank you so much for buying the music. We did a lot of orders to France, so thank you so much to everybody. We're always blessed, and we feel massively blessed to have everybody listening to the music. It always warms my heart, so thank you so much.
Et c'était donc Alex Cooper était avec nous ce soir en direct sur la Web Rock Station Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio émission 213 Rock. Ouais, l'album Black Soul Vendetta, il est disponible, vous pouvez aller l'écouter donc sur les Spotify, Deezer, etc. Allez sur le site officiel du groupe, c'est-à-dire devilfire.co.uk, commandez l'album, le merchandising est juste somptueux. Alex, thank you very much for this interview tonight. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah.
And thank you so much too.
Yes. Ok, tout de suite, continuons en musique. Devil Fire, voici le single Dream Evil. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur la Web Rock Station Vinnie Times. Sur la Web Rock Station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. On remercie Alex Cooper ce soir pour cette interview, pour le temps qu'il nous a accordé. C'est juste génial. Il est en train de composer le troisième album. L'interview était au top. Elle sera disponible d'ici 30 minutes, en tout cas, sur la page Vinnie Times Facebook ainsi que la page 213 Rock. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Terminons la soirée avec le AC/DC, le nouveau single. Prochain album Power Up. Voici le titre Shot in the Dark.